Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
In the studio, we have a very full house tonight.
It is.
We have Aswa, we have Ow, and we have
Raisin.
These fellas, right? They've got this. Well, it's better for them to tell us, right?
Yeah.
Online comics. Is that how it works? Is that what it is nowadays? Is that where we're at?
Well, it's not real. Wait, do you want to start this?
Well, okay. Somebody start.
All right, I've already started, so I might as well go.
That's it.
It's not really online comics per se. It's
okay.
It's a platform where writers and artists can get together and meet each other to provide support and create comics, like comics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Kind of like a Tinder for artists and writers.
You took the words right out of my mouth. That's exactly what I was going to... Yeah, something like that. So you can connect to anybody in Malaysia or any worldwide or...
The idea is eventually to go worldwide, yeah.
Mm. Wow. So people can, what, submit story ideas to you, characters, everything.
Anything
much.
And everything in between.
Wow.
So like some dude in Iceland could come up with a story about giants, for example, and then somebody from Indonesia could come in and it's like, I want to draw that story.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then they work together and they come up with a story.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, if the story is good enough, we will offer to publish it.
To publish it.
Yeah.
Into like a real actual comic.
Into something you can hold in your hands and show your grandchildren.
Right. Yeah. If you don't publish it, it's going to be online as well?
If we don't publish it, we will... If we really think it's something worth publishing, we'll try our best to get someone else to do it.
Right.
But because, you know, we don't have all that much money, but yeah, that's how it goes.
Well, that's why you're here on the show, right? We're trying to get some money.
Yeah.
Well, we want to get some money as well.
Let's break through that third wall and let's say, you know, I mean, if how could people contribute? I mean, not in terms of just, you know, creative content, but if people wanted to kind of help out financially with an idea like this, you know, is there a way of doing that? Have you thought about it?
Ow.
Oh, it's come very quiet. Ow.
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 You want to...
Jump in. Come in. Jump in.
Just write to us and give us our checks.
Just give you checks.
Yeah.
It's a nice idea. Probably going to want to hear a bit more about it, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, why did you guys decide to do this, then? What was kind of the kind of backbone behind it, the idea?
Well, we all have that friend who we know is talented, could draw really well. We know that his dream or her dream is actually to be an artist.
Right.
But you meet them 5 years down the road, you know, they could be a plumber, pilot, insurance agent.
Yeah.
You know, so we had this idea that, you know, why is it that this talented bunch of people just can't do what they want to do?
Right.
You know, why is it that if you are Malaysian, you know, you just can't become a comic artist.
Uh-huh.
So that's where we come in, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Just to have a place for people to pursue their dreams.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's a good idea. I mean, we do have Malaysian comic artists, as obviously you guys will know more about this than I do. But these tend to be people who have, from what I understand, or the ones that I've met, you know, they've done very well. Or they've done nothing. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? There's no real kind of in between.
Yeah.
So there isn't enough support, actually.
Right. Is that what you think the problem is?
Well, that's part of the problem. But another part of the problem is, you know, we have a bunch of talented people. And maybe they just feel like there's no avenue for them to go into. Because it's the same thing with... let's say acting, for example. They think it's Hollywood or bust.
Right.
In Malaysia, it would be like, oh, you have to be in Japan or you have to be in America. But that shouldn't be the case. You know, we should be able to, like, okay, you know, you can draw, some dude can write, why don't we tell our own stories?
Right.
You know, because there's a lot of potential for regional stories that are completely unique, that aren't you know, already established types of archetypes, and it's just not being done.
Right. I mean, I think it would be really interesting as well for, you know, the rest of the world, let's say, to hear, you know, stories coming out of Malaysia and out of Indonesia and out of the Philippines, because like you say, these are very individual stories, you know, unique to this area that we're in.
Yeah, exactly.
And I mean, you have stories here about, you know, the toyol and one thing or another, you know, all these characters that are part of Malaysian culture that other people could be exposed to in a way that they can actually, you know, relate to, you know.
Exactly. And I also like to point out that the comic book medium is something very different from, you know, film or just writing.
Right.
It's not quite just visual, but it's also not quite the written word.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, you can take time to look and examine a couple of pictures and what people are saying. So it's a very weird sort of medium. It's, you know, moving but not moving at
the
same time.
Right, yeah, I completely understand what you mean. And I think the medium itself as well kind of lends itself to the, you know, kids can look at it and access it because, you know, kids love comic books. Mm-hmm. But on the kind of the flip side, there are people like you guys and like some of the people that I know that really have this real passion and real love for comics, which I think is something we're going to talk about after the break.
Yeah.
Okay, we need to take a short break. We have a giveaway this evening. Our folks over at Pestle and Mortar are giving us these bright yellow caps.
It
like that.
Because, so if you want to, you know, grab the bright yellow caps, all thanks to Pestle and Mortar, just answer this simple question. Tell us who created the cowboy hat. Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
We are in the studio, of course, with Azwa, Ao and Rayson. Rayson, I don't think I said a word yet. I'll get some words out of him shortly.
Maybe after the break,
We have, these are all Chromic and Friends, of course. You are listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9. We've got some ads into some music and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline June.
And from left to right in the studio, we have...
Ao.
Rayson.
And Azwar.
See, Rayson can speak. He can open his mouth. He will speak. He'll come in a little while. Folks, we are giving stuff away by Pestle and Mortar, 016-201-9000. Ao, all you have to do is answer this question.
Tell us who created the cowboy hat. Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Do tell us why they deserve to win the bright yellow cap.
Yes.
All thanks to Pestle and Mortar.
We're going to post a picture of Adeline wearing it a little bit later on, so make sure you stay tuned to our Instagram.
It doesn't match my outfit, to be honest.
Does it really matter?
It does. Have you listened to Southfile?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to sell my show right now,
yes,
but
yes, you are. Stop. So then, guys, we were talking just before the break about the love for comics, the passion for comics, I should say, because it's a big thing, right? Where did it start with you guys? I mean, are we looking back at stuff like Asterix and Obelisk and, you know, Doraemon, or even before that? Do you look at classic stuff? Where? Go on, one of you jump in.
I mean, for myself...
Yes,
Rayson is talking!
Yay, here we go.
Yeah.
For myself, I kind of grew up reading Doraemon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think my cousin got me into it first.
Right.
I used to grow up from in an estate.
Right.
So during school holidays, we'll bunk in his house.
Uh-huh.
And he would buy all these volumes of Doraemons.
Right.
So school holidays, Doraemons every day.
That's it. That is it.
But I mean, how long have you guys, you know, created this online comic platform?
Yeah, how long has this been going?
The web platform has been up for 2 months now.
Right.
Oh, okay, so, pretty new. But what's the response like?
Pretty good, I suppose. Can we say that?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Pretty good for 2 months. Right?
Try and sound a little bit more confident, boys. Come on. It's damn good, is what you mean.
Fantastic.
We currently already have 10 projects pitched on the site.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Some of the projects are actually started by writers looking for artists. Mm-hmm. We also have one where it's actually more or less almost complete comic book, needing extra help to just give it a last final push.
A final push.
Yeah. Are we talking about local comic artists?
Yes. Most of them are local.
Okay, I mean, how do you choose a good comic?
Oh, okay.
Oh, this is one of those conversations that's going to last for hours.
You just asked the hard question.
Let me just go and get a drink. Hold on.
All right. No, it's the same thing as asking, how do you make a good book?
Yeah.
You know, you just know it could be anything.
Mm.
You know, it could be a war story. For example, I always give this as an example. Mouse, My Father Bleeds History, is a story about the writer's father living through the Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
And that won him a Pulitzer Prize.
Right.
The first and only comic book to win the Pulitzer Prize. And at the other end of the spectrum, you have, you know, Fantastic Four, One Piece, you know, very very fantastical, boy-driven things. So stories could be anything and everything in between.
Right.
So when you ask what makes a good story, I haven't got a clue.
Right.
Because it could be anything.
And it's totally subjective.
Exactly.
You know, some people like certain comic books, other people don't like certain comic books. Some people like movies, some people like...
That's true.
You know, the okay, which kind of leads me on to a question about moving from the comic book world into the film world. You know, we've got, you know, the Avengers, we've got X-Men, we've got this and the other. We, you know, most recently, Deadpool. Genuinely, what did you think of Deadpool?
Deadpool was fantastic,
right.
But it's not most recent. Most recent was
Come on.
Batman versus.
There you go. I was trying not to say that. I didn't want to talk about it, but you know. But now that
he's
got
trying
there,
to like dodge that.
I was trying to dodge that, but
you can't dodge it.
Nobody
can dodge it.
You should probably bin it. Is probably what they should do. Let's be honest. You know what the heck? But no, I mean, I think for me, when I've seen these, you know, things that have gone from a very established, you know, canon of work, you know, stuff like Deadpool, you know, it's one of those characters and one of those sets of comic books that has a very specific way of telling a story, right? And it's so unique. And I think when they announced that they were going to make a movie out of it, I was genuinely like, yeah, please don't ruin this. It's one of those few things that I think was great. And I think they honestly did a good job of it.
Yeah. But I think that's also, it comes to what
Adeline.
I knew I was close.
You're close.
I was close.
Yeah.
But it
just
comes
call
back
it,
to
just call it Auntie.
Okay.
It's okay.
Thanks,
okay.
Richard.
All right. Okay, Auntie. Basically, it comes back. I'm sorry.
No, really.
It comes back to that whole idea of what makes a good story.
Yeah. Mm.
Like with Deadpool, they got to the core of the character.
Yeah.
And were able to keep true to that character.
Right.
But with Batman versus Superman, I don't think the director knew what he was doing. He didn't understand what makes those people
who they
people.
Are and what they do. Yeah.
And these people, they might as well be real people to some fans.
Right. Mm.
So when you get it wrong,
you're
going to get a big smack in the...
Yeah, you know? Cajones.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, this is all very interesting, but what are we looking at in terms of contributors from overseas, right? So we're talking about, you know, pushing Malaysian and local work.
Mm-hmm.
But what kind of stuff, you say you've got some guy from Iceland as well, perhaps, or whatever.
Yeah.
Have you had contributors from overseas already?
So far, we have some interest from Indonesia. Mm. So that's really cool. But it's mostly artists. We're still looking for people who want to tell a wholly Indonesian story or something that could only come from Iceland or something that could only come from India.
Right.
Those types of stories would be fantastic to actually get into. And, you know, writers being from there, they would understand and point out things that other people wouldn't be able to, you know, put a finger on.
Interesting stuff. Okay. GoChromic.com, I believe, is the website. People
That's
should
right.
be checking out. We'll be talking more about that in a little while. We're going to move on to news from page 2 shortly after the break. Don't forget, we have a giveaway, 016-201-9000. Auntie Addie will be wearing the bright yellow cap. I'm joking. She's refusing
Thanks.
To wear it. If you want to take part, answer this question for us.
Tell us who created the cowboy hat. Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
Okay, we've got Chromic and friends in the studio. We'll be back after these messages. Please don't go anywhere. You're listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is That Time of Night. My name is Rich Bradbury and I'm a little late.
And I'm Madeline Chu. You are late.
I am late. I was too busy chatting, you know, and listening to Electric Feel.
So whose fault is it?
It was my fault. I should have pushed the buttons. I didn't push your buttons fast enough, Adeline.
Moving swiftly along, of course.
We have a giveaway this evening, 016-201-9000. We're giving away Pestle and Mortar caps. They are bright yellow. I'm sure some of you will love them. All you have to do is answer this question for us.
Tell us who created the cowboy hat. Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
Yep, so there's all of that. We've got Smarty Pants in this segment as well. And of course, we have three fellas who clearly are nerdy and also are very smart. I mean nerdy in a good way. I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Richard, you got to choose your words.
Nerdy's a good thing. It's geeky that's kind of not. I don't know.
Are you talking about yourself?
Yeah, I'm a bit of both, to be fair. So we'll get to that. But we've got news from page 2 coming up right now. These is going to help talk to us a little bit about this as well. Adeline, I think you're going to go first.
Okay.
What's all the shouting?
Drones.
Here we go. See, I said nerdy, right? Right, yeah. Okay. Okay.
What, is my story that nerdy?
You tell me about drones then. What do I need to know?
Okay, this story is in Dubai. So the Emirates Waste Management, the department, they are actually planning to use drones to spot people who leave waste behind by the beach, you know, seaside and all. So instead of getting a security guard to actually walk around and just, you know, tell people, like, look, you know what, you know, stop littering and all. Uh-huh. So they have drones. So they flew in drones to actually take pictures and spot people who actually litter by the beach.
Okay. So I have a couple of points.
Yeah, go ahead.
If this drone is spotting somebody,
yeah,
and it takes a picture of them.
Yep.
In Dubai, a lot of people dress the same, right? That's one. It's a fact.
It is.
It's a fact.
I do agree.
Right? Yeah. So that's one. How do they enforce it is number two. Right?
Okay, so...
So, I mean, in Singapore, let's be honest. In Singapore, you chew gum, some cop sees you, that's it, you're in trouble, you know it. Right? But if some drone is looking at you, what's it going to do? Come okay. and bump into you until you turn yourself so into
apparently,
the police station?
So, okay, listen. So, apparently, the drones will be able to fly directly to the person who actually littered.
And do what?
Okay, and then...
You
within
are
a shot,
under arrest, you littered.
Can I finish?
Okay.
Okay, and then they would actually provide data and high-res photos of that person itself.
Yeah, but then what?
And then they'll be fined. But they actually send the data over.
So the drone is like, what, an ATM machine, but in reverse? Put your money in here, you're fine.
It's like CCTV.
Oh, so it's just taking pictures.
Yeah. So they send the data, photos and everything. They will actually hunt the person down. Well, like, look, you get fined.
It depends on how good those photos are because, you know, some surveillance cameras are kind of... poopy.
Yeah.
It,
for
it
sure.
Is. I totally agree.
And this whole thing, enhance. It doesn't work. It's just yeah. CSI. It's
like,
come on.
And I would love how they figure it out. It's like, I know those eyes.
Right, like, right.
Let's
right.
ID her Let, now.
Let's ID like. Her from those eyes. I mean, come on, right. Fellas, yeah. You two have been very quiet over here. I know you're giggling away, but come on. You know, you must have got an opinion on this, surely.
Reason is very quiet. Ow as well.
Right, no opinions on this?
No, I was thinking, I mean, what would happen if we actually implemented it over here?
Over here?
Yeah. Okay, Malaysia?
You know, I tell you what it'd be like. You know, there'd be an interruption due to bad weather. Yeah. There'd be something like that. You know, you cannot connect. Bad weather would interfere with communication. That's what it'd be, something like that, right?
Yeah.
Data would get transferred. Somebody would get a backhander. They'd pay a bit of money. Job done.
But if you could get it to work,
yeah,
they'd be rich.
They would be rich.
So rich.
Yeah. You just sit in a room staring at a screen, flying a drone around all day. It's not a bad job, is it, really?
Yeah, but I mean, like, everybody litters, right?
Oh, my word, yeah.
Oh, another fine. I
don't,
all right.
Don't lie. Come on. Don't lie.
Not everybody's a saint like you are.
You're right. I mean, gosh. You only have to walk down this road to, like, 100 meters.
I know.
And
so much trash
there's
on
so
the ground.
Much trash. Anyway. Okay.
What's your story?
My story is about...
not Tinder, right?
No, it's not Tinder.
Good.
But
thank God.
Screaming and stretching, right?
Oh.
So, after a frustrating day at the office, many of us need to blow off a little steam. Some of us might go to the gym. gritted teeth. Others, you know, might go to a bar. Some of us go out for a drink. Or, you know, what about if you could release tension by exercising, right? And I'm not talking about boxing or fighting or anything like that. I'm talking about this idea that they call rage yoga.
Okay.
Right? So it's not a joke. This is about stretching and learning yoga whilst swearing. As loud as you can for as long as you can.
Well, I mean, it's
just
brilliant.
Just getting it all out. We've all had a day like this, right?
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
I have to turn up and look at your face every day.
Same here, man.
All I want to do is scream and shout, right? But no, I mean, I kind of like this idea. I mean, but the whole idea about yoga and it being very zen, and yet on the flip side, you've got somebody rage screaming expletives.
Uh-huh.
You know, it just doesn't quite... The idea of balance isn't there.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, no? Yeah, come on.
I mean, I don't do yoga, so I really don't know how painful it is.
I don't.
Or,
oh,
I don't
painful.
Painful? Uh-huh. Is that the
it's
right
supposed
word?
To be soothing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but if you're not that flexible, you're gonna be aching, right?
Uh-huh. Come on, come on, spit it
come
out.
On.
Don't sit there. Be quiet.
Okay. Wait, are we talking about yoga now?
Yeah, we are talking about yoga.
Stay on
what
topic.
Are you talking about? What are you talking about?
No. I'm just saying, like, yoga. Yeah, I guess you do need to be flexible, but does it require a lot of athleticism?
Not really.
Not really.
I wouldn't think so. I mean, even one of our interns can do it, and he's not very athletic. I'm staring at him right now, and he's looking at me like, mm-hmm.
Well, I think we need some lessons from Attilia.
Oh, yeah, Attilia Aaron was here, actually. She, you know, she does yoga, and she has a whole bunch of places. She'd be perfect at it.
Oh, we should tell her.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
She could start a class here.
She should start a class. Oh, can you imagine?
I think
that?
We're planning to start a class here.
With or without the swearing?
With, of course.
Right. Well, this is the first time me hearing this.
I'm signing you three up because I think it'd be hilarious.
All right.
Right, we're going to move on. It is now time, of course, for the wonderful thing we call Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants.
So, right. Fellas, three brains are better than one, so they say.
We're going to Voltron this, Rich.
Okay, let's see what we can do then. We have 30 questions. You've got 3 minutes to answer as many as you can. If you don't know the answer, say skip. The trick is not to sit waiting if you don't know the answer. Yeah. Don't look backwards and forwards.
So we'll take somebody the first answer, yeah? Right. Whoever shouts the first answer.
All right.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
All right.
Your 3 minutes start now. What year did the Beatles split up? Was it 1970 or 1980?
1980.
What hangs from the ceiling of a cave? A stalactite or a stalagmite?
Stalactite.
Ants have lungs. True or false?
False.
What year was Dolly the sheep cloned? 95 or 96?
96.
What is the name of the lion from the Madagascar movies? Alex or Melman?
Alex.
Alex.
What part of the eye is the coloured part? The cornea or the iris?
Iris.
Which city are Romulus and Remus associated with in mythology?
Rome.
Rome.
Who directed the 1980 biopic Raging Bull? Martin Scorsese or Alfred Hitchcock?
Martin Scorsese.
I meant Hitchcock, obviously. Seismology is the scientific study of what? Earthquakes or lightning?
Earthquake.
Correct. If a person is ambidextrous, they can use which part of the body equally
both
well?
Hands.
Correct.
Both hands.
Phonetics is the study of what? Speech, sounds, or phone books?
Speech.
Which of Shakespeare's plays is set in Elsinore? Hamlet or King Lear?
King Lear. Fact.
Buenos Aires is the capital of which South American country?
Argentina.
There you go. How do you address an ambassador? Your Excellency or Your Grace?
Your Excellency.
To what colour is the human eye most sensitive? Green or red?
Green.
I heard greens first, yeah. What did the rap duo Criss Cross want to make us do?
Jump.
Correct. What nationality was the author who created Asterix? French or
French.
German?
French.
Which luggage company is named after a biblical strongman?
Samsonite.
Yeah.
Well done. In which month is Father's Day celebrated? June or July?
June.
What is the coccyx better known as? The tailbone,
tailbone
or the thigh? Okay. Phobos and Deimos are moons of which planet?
Pluto.
No!
Oh, Phobos and Deimos? Oh, I got that wrong.
It's
sorry,
Mars.
My
bad. Okay.
My bad, sorry.
Black bears are native to which part of the world? North America or South America?
North.
Which chemical element has the symbol Hg?
Mercury.
Oh, well done. What is the name of the hardy cabbage which produces erect stems with large leaves and no compact head? Is it kale or rocket?
Kale.
Kale.
Well done. Farouk Balsara was the lead singer in which British band?
Freddie Mercury.
Well done. The badge logo of which car is a circle with a three-pointed star?
Mercedes.
In the Star Wars series of films, who is revealed to be the father of Luke Skywalker?
Darth Vader.
Which part of Manhattan is named after a Dutch city famous for its bulb trade? Harlem or the Bronx?
The Bronx.
It's Harlem.
Damn.
Who played Danny Zuko in the 1978 film Grease? John Travolta or Chuck
John Travolta.
Norris?
John Travolta.
Final question. Sago is extracted from which plant?
Sago plant?
Oh.
Well done. Folks, we'll be back after these messages. Please do not go anywhere. You listen to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9, the business station. Oh, back when Coldplay were good. That's Shiver from Coldplay. You're listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
We are joined in the studio from right to left.
Aswar.
Reason.
Oh.
Oh, it was like it was rehearsed almost. So just before the break, we had a whole bunch of things tonight. We'll get through that in a minute, but just a quick reminder, 016-201-9000. If you want to win one of those caps, you've got about 4 minutes left to take part. Answer this question
just
for us.
Just tell us, who created the cowboy hat? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why they deserve to win as well.
Come on then.
Okay, so the first question, what year did the Beatles split up? It's 1970. Which of Shakespeare's plays is set in Elsinore? It's Hamlet. Phobos and Deimos are moons of which planet? Mars. What did they say earlier?
Pluto.
What part of Manhattan is named after a Dutch city famous for its bulb trade? It's Harlem.
Bulb trade?
Trade.
Harlem. Okay, right, let's have a little bit of a drum roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cromick and friends scored 26 points.
My word. So, fellas, clearly three brains are better than one. And it puts you up towards the top of the table. Not quite at the top, but
third,
very close.
Actually.
Yeah, third on the table, I think it is. Give yourselves a collective pat on the back.
Okay, just out of curiosity, if we go all full Highlander on the other people, will we be the top? Just out of curiosity.
More than likely. Right. More than likely, yes, yes.
Okay.
So congratulations on that. Now, folks, we've got a bit of an announcement on 20th of April.
Yes. Exciting!
It's just a few days away. We are having one heck of a party. It's our one-year birthday party. We will be celebrating it at Apex Lounge at Zouk. There will be free drinks. There will be free food. Indigo and Co. will be spinning for us. There will be comedians. There will be giveaways. There will be Smarty Pants.
There will be us.
There will be us. If you want to go to this party, you have to go to our Facebook page, look at the details on there, fill in your details, register with us, and we hope to see you there on the evening.
Don't forget, you need to register with us.
Yeah.
And, well, we have limited capacity.
We do. We can't fit that many people in, only 10,000. So, you know, if you can make it, that would be nice. No, joking. Right, anyway, if you did take part in the competition tonight, of course, the creator of the cowboy hat was...
John B. Stetson.
Correct. Yes. Not John Wayne, as some people might have said. But that's been it. Fellas, you have been a pleasure to have in the studio.
Yes.
Rayson, you know, you talk a bit more next time you come in, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? Don't be so shy. Don't be so shy. We're all friends in here. But where can people check out more information? Where, you know, if they want to contribute, we've got a minute left. Let's sell the heck out of this thing.
All right. Well, you can check out our website at www.gocromic.com. Yeah. Or you can send us an email at hello@gocromic.com.
Okay.
GoCromic, as in GoCromic.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Or you can visit our Facebook page.
Which is?
Facebook.com/GoCromic.
There we go.
Well practiced.
Yeah, very good, right?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it. We are going to say goodnight. We will be back tomorrow, of course, but we've got some facts that I need to throw
out.
You've
forgotten about
it. I forgot about... How can I forget about the facts? Right. So it is scientifically proven that being in love makes you less productive.
What?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so Mike, you... Is the second most spoken English word?
Is it?
It is.
Okay, good to know.
What's the first?
Yeah, what's the first? Ah, nice. You didn't research that, did you? Right, there we go. Boom. Ladies and gents, this has been That Time of Night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
These fellows are Cromick and friends. You'll be hearing from them again. Good night, folks. Okay. Say good night.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold-cut combo, veggie delight, or Black Forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.